Why Cesar Romero?
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Sam, will you put that magazine down? That customer just pulled in and then left.
Oh, now, just a minute here.
Well, what are you reading?
It's my new copy of the Goat Breeders' Journal. I wonder how they know these things.
I know what?
Well, how this stuff's going to happen.
What kind of stuff?
Well, they got all these predictions for this year. Things that's supposed to happen.
Oh, me, you can't believe that stuff.
Well, it says that this guy was 93% correct on last year's predictions.
Oh, really? Well, what does he say about this year, then?
Well, he says this year Cannon Mills, Inc. will market an electric handkerchief.
Well, how would that work?
Well, it don't say. It claims that Johnny Carson's going to run for Governor of Rhode Island as a candidate of a new party.
What new party?
Well, it don't say, but it says their platform's to do away with the office of President of the United States, and they're going to hire Tom Landry to coach the country.
Well, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard of in my life.
I don't know. The government's losing everything, and Dallas seems to be winning everything.
Well, that ain't the same thing.
Well, it says that Dolly Parton's going to enter a monastery and devote the rest of her life to conservation and preservation of chenille bathrobes and pre-1940s still pictures of Caesar Romero.
Well, why Cesar Romero?
Well, somebody's already done Francis ex-Bushman.
What?
Well, this is real good here, Jesse. Now, Charlton Heston is going to begin a new TV series in which he plays a deranged taxidermist who captures and stuffs the entire Siamese cat population of Canton, Ohio.
I don't believe that.
It'll be canceled after 13 weeks and replaced with a show called Frontier Dental Assistant. It'll star Sal Mineo's uncle, who puts braces on the teeth of Appaloosas, and he saves the town from a fast food chain that sells a sandwich called a Big Jerky and a breakfast called Eggs McGabby.
Let me see that there book. Say, Sam, this man's predictions come true last year.
Well, 93% of them did.
It says here a revival of the real McCoys will appear with John Travolta playing Grandpa, who's been converted to a new and strange cult that believes that the lost continent of Atlantis is really Utah in disguise, and that Cheese Whiz is a cure for all known respiratory diseases.
Well, it ain't never going to work out without some girls in it.
Well, the Cheese Whiz will be played by the Dallas cheerleaders.
Well, yeah, that ought to do it.